Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Speaking of books, the naked truth about giving great speeches, the naked truth about selling, the 180 rule for powerful presentations by our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman, those are all amazingly outstanding books that I encourage you to check out. Speakforyourself.com, is that right, Karen?
Excellent. That's exactly right. Speak for, F-O-R, yourself. .com.
All right, folks, and she will help you with your get your point across, get your message across, and convince other people to do what you want them to do. She's the best at that. If you need her, she'll help you. Karen, let's talk about, I want to continue to talk about your list of things that the pandemic has changed about how we communicate. And again, I'm going to remind you that it wasn't just the pandemic, but the things that we, how we responded to the pandemic has created some of these things. And the next one is on your list are the masks. I'm going to get you to talk about that in a second, but I hate the masks. I'm ready for us to get away from the masks. I'm tired of not being able to see people's faces. I'm tired of the way we fear each other. We're afraid of each other, and we look at each other. When I go to the grocery store and people look at me through their masks, we don't smile at each other like we used to. I don't like that. I'm tired of it.
Well, yes, you are, but you have to keep wearing it. And what the face mask has done, so rather than talking about how we are virtually with others, let's talk about when we actually see other people. Face masks have created a new smile technique. And you can still smile.
Yeah.
You can still create. It's physical distance. It's not social distance. And for in-person encounters, your smile, and this has always been the case, but it has to reach your eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always tell when somebody's fake smiling anyway, because it doesn't show up in the rest of your face.
Right.
And, yeah, this mask is covering. And let me just do a little shout-out. I know you have nurses in your family. My daughter's a critical care nurse in the ICU unit at a COVID floor of a big hospital.
God bless them.
And let me just share that we need to be wearing our masks so that they cover our nose and our mouth.
My daughter reminds me of that all the time. Dad, you got to cover your nose.
Oh, my God. Do not wear this mask as if it's, what are you trying to do, a chin lift?
Yeah.
Just wear the mask the way you're supposed to. Good grief.
But I agree with you. If we're gonna wear the thing, if you're gonna smile at somebody, you got to go ahead and bring it all the way up into your crow's feet, don't you?
Bring it into your crow's feet. Bring it into your eyes. And so eye contact has always been a tenet of what I talk to my clients about and what I speak about and do workshops on. And you want to look at somebody for a whole thought or phrase. And if you're smiling, your eyes will show it. So let's try as we walk into 2021 to realize that you can still be physically or with other people. You just have to be very careful about it.
Well, and
your smile,
the good thing about
the
technology, the good thing about Zoom is we don't have to wear a mask. We can see each other's faces. What about has the pandemic improved our listening skills?
It needs to. It's been one of the mistakenly underrated skill sets anyway. It's the toughest thing to do. Listening is harder than talking.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to say is that because of this pandemic, it has increased your need to become a better active listener. And to, as I said earlier, 30 minutes is the new hour. So you have to keenly listen to what the other people are saying. And we talked a little bit about the silent Zoomers, that we need to make sure and listen and be aware of those people on a virtual call that are not talking.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to listen and ask questions and get the other people involved. And that comes from shutting up.
Do you think
we don't want to shut up?
Do you think the remote systems we've been using has made some of us better listeners because we've been blocked, we've been held off, and so we have to listen better? You think that's happened?
Yes, I do. I think that we joked earlier that about the mute button. Half the time people are saying you're on mute, and half the time they're saying turn off your mic.
Right.
But the mute button has forced us to be mute.
Yeah.
And it's unnatural, yet it has increased our ability to become more active listeners. And what does that look like? You nod. You smile.
Speaking
you
of
ask
nodding,
questions.
Talk to us quickly. Let's get in the micro gestures. Quick, get cover
okay.
that for us before we go.
On a Zoom call, you have very tight frame, and so it's only your torso and up. And so, what you want to do is look at the camera, smile, use your gestures, use your hands, but be careful about the fact that you have a tighter frame. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is make sure that you're aware of that. And gesture big if you're on a stage, gesture small if you're on a screen.
But I'm going to say, don't be afraid to gesture. Sometimes I see people acting like they're afraid to move on a screen. Don't be afraid to put your personality into it. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right. You're not a mannequin.
That's exactly right. Well said.
Laugh, look, smile.
SpeakForYourself.com is the website. Karen Cortell Reisman is the host, and she's awesome. Karen, come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.